On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, whether you want to get fit or you want to have more money, you need an action-oriented, measurable goal. But if you really want to succeed, take this one step further. Establish a goal range for yourself. So instead of saying, I want to lose 3 pounds a week, you'll actually be more likely to succeed if you set out to lose 1 to 3 pounds a week. There's tons of research behind this, and today I'll explain how to make it work for you with any goal that you have. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Before we dive in, I just want to say Happy New Year. This is the first Friday Fix of 2024. I spent the last week of December in Maine visiting my family and my friends, and my newest book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do, went on sale the day after Christmas. And I actually got to go to New York on December 28th to talk about my book on NBC News, which was really cool. And maybe one of the coolest things, though, was that my friend Allison went with me. I met her in preschool, and we've been friends since we were 4. And when I told her I had to step away from my trip to Maine to go on a quick New York City trip to promote my book, without a moment's hesitation, she offered to go with me. And even though that meant getting up at 4 a.m. to jump on a plane, she was there to support me while I was on TV. And then we jumped on a plane and got back home sometime after midnight. But she volunteered to do all of this on her day off. So I'm beyond grateful to have such an awesome friend, and I wish everyone had an Allison in their life. But it's been a whirlwind of promotion since the book went on sale. Last Friday, I played a clip from the 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do audiobook. So if you want to hear a sneak peek of it, go back and listen to that episode. Now, let's dive into our first official Friday Fix episode of 2024. Today, I'm going to talk about a strategy that can increase the likelihood that you'll reach your goals. We all know it's the time of year when tons of people set resolutions, even though we know that most resolutions typically don't work out well. Statistically, about 8% of people keep their resolution. So I'm going to teach you a strategy that can increase the likelihood that you'll stick to your resolution. But even if you aren't into setting New Year's resolutions, this can help you change other habits too. It can help you reach almost any goal that you might have. And if you've already set your resolution, or you haven't found one yet, or you're just looking to create some goals that could improve your life, this episode is for you. And if you've ever been discouraged that you can't reach a goal, even one that you thought was going to be easy, or you get down on yourself for not being able to stick to a habit, I just want you to know that you're not alone. Tons of people come into my therapy office saying that they feel awful because they just can't stick to a goal. I've been there too. Sometimes I overestimate my ability or I underestimate the challenge I'm going to face, or I'm just not that interested in a goal once I set it. Most people blame themselves for their lack of success. When they're trying to go to the gym more often or lose weight or save more money or spend less time scrolling through social media, they have trouble staying motivated. And sometimes they say that they start with the best of intentions, but just can't keep it up. So today we're going to talk about why so many goals are actually almost impossible to keep and a simple trick that will help you stick to it. By the time we're done, you're going to have a strategy that could change everything for you moving forward. You're going to learn how to create a goal and keep it. To begin with, a lot of people give up on goals because the way that they established the goal wasn't helpful in the first place. I've talked about this before. Sometimes people will say things like, I want to be healthier, or I want to be a better person. But you can't measure those things. And they're kind of vague, and in reality, they just don't work. It's better to have an action-oriented, measurable goal. But if you really want to succeed, take it one step further. Establish a goal range for yourself. Instead of saying, I want to lose 3 pounds a week, You'll actually lose more weight if you set out to lose between 1 and 3 pounds a week. There's tons of research behind this. If you reach the low end of your goal, in this example, 1 pound, you'll feel good. And even if that's all you do all week, you'll still feel motivated to keep going. In contrast, if your goal is to lose 3 pounds and you fall short, you're more likely to give up. When you have a range, though, you might be more likely to strive for the upper end of that goal. You might push really hard to lose those pounds. And scientists have found that you'll be more successful as you strive to reach for the upper end of the range. In one study where researchers examined this exact scenario, they studied people who were trying to lose 2 pounds a week as opposed to people who set out to lose 1 to 3 pounds a week. They found that the people who set out to lose 1 to 3 pounds lost, on average, a half pound more than people who were just trying to lose 2 pounds. I've tried this with a few different therapy clients over the years, and I found that a goal range is really helpful with a whole bunch of different things. For a lot of people, it gets rid of that pressure to feel perfect, and it stops people from setting their goal impossibly high. In a minute, I'm going to share some of my favorite success stories of how goal ranges have worked for people in my therapy office. But before I do, let's take a moment to get a word from our sponsor. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/mentallystronger. One of my former therapy clients struggled to take her medication consistently. Her psychiatrist had prescribed her antidepressant and told her that she needed to take it at the same time every day. But her work schedule was all over the place. She worked as a flight attendant. So sometimes she was working at noon up in the air. At other times she was sleeping at noon because she'd just gotten home from another flight. So she struggled to consistently take her medication. She'd started it several times and then she'd miss about 3 days in a row. And then she'd quit taking it for a month or two altogether. So one of the things we did was develop a plan that would give her a goal range. She decided that she would try to take her medication between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And almost immediately, she was able to stick to taking her medication. If she remembered at 11, she'd take it then. If she forgot at first, she would usually realize by 1 o'clock, and it was still well within the window of time that she could take her medicine. And she said that the added flexibility gave her just enough freedom that she could finally be consistent. Here's another example. One of my coaching clients was struggling with sales at work. He was doubting himself, and the more he doubted himself, the fewer sales he made. So he could have set a goal like, I want to get 5 new customers every week. But instead, he decided to focus on how many outbound sales calls or connections he made, because those things were completely within his control. He knew he'd be happy if he reached out to 25 people every single week. So he set his sights on reaching out to 20 to 30 people. And he found that most weeks he actually hit 20 by Wednesday. And then he viewed Thursday and Friday as opportunities to try and hit 30, which was the upper end of his goal range. Sometimes he did, and sometimes he didn't. But he felt confident if he could hit that goal almost every week, he'd feel more in control of his business. Or there was a woman that I worked with who felt overwhelmed by the amount of debt she was in. She tried several times to set a goal for herself about how much she wanted to pay down, but she struggled to stay motivated. And her goal was often to pay off as much as she could. So we decided to set a concrete dollar amount that she wanted to pay off every single month. But rather than just pick one number, we set a range. She thought she could most likely manage to pay down an extra $250 on her credit cards every month. So we set a goal to pay between $200 and $300 extra dollars every month. And for the first time ever, she found that she was able to stick to her plan month after month. Some months she paid closer to $300, a few months she paid closer to $200, and every once in a while she even beat her goal and paid more than $300, which she said felt really good. But once she finally had a plan, she felt like she was much more in control of her spending. And I've seen this work tons of times firsthand, and it makes sense. Our brain loves it when we meet the minimum quota that we set for ourselves. And most of us strive to go on and do more than that. We like to be overachievers. So you can use a goal range to increase a behavior, any behavior, like how often you want to go to the gym. But you can also use it to decrease a behavior that you want to do less often, like smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol. One woman I worked with wanted to spend less time on social media, so we set a time range goal. She had looked at that well-being app on her phone and was horrified that she was spending several hours a day on social media. She had predicted she was only spending like 20 minutes, but all of those 5-minute and 10-minute check-ins that she was doing when she was scrolling really added up by the end of the day. And she didn't feel like social media added any value to her life. She really didn't connect with other people on social media. She said she didn't feel better when she looked at it. It had just kind of become a habit that filled the void when she was bored or lonely. And she felt like it was interfering with her relationships with her family. Because like many of us, she caught herself checking her phone and sometimes ignoring the person right in front of her. So she set a goal to only spend 20 to 30 minutes a day on social media. And that goal helped her become a lot more aware of her scrolling habits. She knew that she could easily waste 20 minutes in one setting if she wasn't careful. So she became mindful of her scrolling, and her aim was fewer than 30 minutes every day. Once she had that goal, and she had a little flexibility, she found it was way easier to cut back on social media. And she continued to use her well-being app to track her time, but she felt like she was empowered and in a lot more control. She was honest, though. She said there were days when she didn't meet her goal. But for the most part, she felt like she was spending more quality time with her loved ones, which was her ultimate goal. And she felt like having a goal range on social media was exactly what she needed to make that happen. So that's how to create a goal range for yourself. There's tons of science behind it that shows when we have room and flexibility, we're much more likely to meet that goal. So try setting a goal range for yourself and see what happens. You might find that the second you hit the low end of your goal range, you'll be motivated to keep going, and you'll probably be more successful. Thank you for listening to Mentally Stronger. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. And if you want even more content, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. You'll get exclusive bonus episodes every week and access to the private Mentally Stronger community. I've been answering your questions about everything from pornography addiction to affairs and depression and lots of family issues. And I'd love to answer your questions too. To subscribe, just click on the link in the show notes. I have some special bonuses in store for my earliest subscribers. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who tends to be an overachiever when it comes to his goals, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.